This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Where I saw today that it has become official that the Utah Hockey Club will be called the Utah Mammoth.
Yeah, they did a nice job. The logos are pretty cool. Uniforms are slick. They did a nice video. It was a terribly kept secret.
Yeah, well, they leaked it.
Well, and they've known for months.
Didn't the fans name it?
Yeah, they did a big fan vote. Well, originally they were going to be the Yeti, and then the Yeti Coolers said nope.
Yeah.
And then they did a fan vote, and the Mammoth has been known for about, I don't know, at least 6 months that it's going to be the Mammoth.
You know, when you're the Yeti Cooler,
yeah,
I would look at it the other way. Couldn't you lean into that? A nice sponsorship?
Yeah.
And like, what is wrong with people constantly saying Yeti, right? Like, that's good for you residually, is it not? Why would they be so upset that the team would be called their name?
I don't know. But they
like it'd be like the Portland Sooks, and well, sue them? No,
the hockey club tried to work with Yeti, and they even tried to come up with some sort of financial deal, like a licensing thing to use it because they really wanted to be the Yeti, and they said they couldn't figure it out. So then it went to like Wasatch Outlaws and Mammoth, and they said the Mammoth was the overwhelming favorite. And Mammoths have been, like, if you go to like the history museum there, Mammoth used to be all over the state of Utah, and so they have, yeah,
The Yeti, that is cool.
Yeah.
And I see why they chose that.
Yeah.
Mammoth, also cool.
Yeah.
Not as cool as Yeti.
Yeah.
I will say too, I'll corkscrew this in here because
Tusks up, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Does anybody, like, that's a major mistake to me.
You don't like that?
Well,
tusks up?
Yeah, it's too hard to say.
Oh.
Like tusks.
Yeah, I guess that,
like,
is.
Like, why did you do it that way? Why not tusk up?
Tusk up.
Or something completely different.
You can't have one tusk up and one down. That'd be awkward. There's tusks.
No, but tusk up means like
man up? Tusk up.
I don't know. I think tusks up is clunky and hard to say, and I don't understand why they would approve that. Like, there are so many people that sit in rooms and make these decisions. Like, these are very important high-dollar decisions.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how many of them have glaring holes like that.
Mm.
No one brought that up in the Tusks Up meeting?
Yeah, Tusks Up. I didn't think about that, but now that I say it,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Why?
Red leather, yellow leather, the human torch was denied a bank loan.
And why all the ups? Guns up,
yeah.
Tusks up,
yeah.
Weens up. Can we get more creative?
Yeah, you got to be up. Can't be down. Horns down. Yeah, I don't know. Tusks forward, maybe?
Tusks erect.
I like erect the tusk. Have you seen did you see the video?
No.
The little video they did was really cool.
Well, I like their colors. They're black, white, light, black, white, and light blue.
Yeah, they did glacier white, or was it glacier blue, snow white, and black rock? Because, you know, you have to name all the colors.
They are also the 11th major U.S. sports franchise whose team name does not end in S.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you name the 10?
Oh.
Off the top of your head.
Oh, God.
Miami Heat.
Yeah, that's one.
Heat.
Jazz.
That's two.
Look at Big Will go.
There's no NFL teams, I'll tell you that. It's baseball, basketball, and hockey.
I'm trying to think.
Both Sox.
Wild.
Both Sox, Red Sox, White Sox. Yeah,
Minnesota
the
Wild.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else would be there.
You got two more in basketball.
Two more in
and
basketball.
The rest are hockey.
Blazers, Clippers.
No, that's wrong.
No, I'm just kind of rumbling through.
Trying to think of teams that end in like a weird, like.
Yeah, like I have a stupid name.
We already said Heat, right?
Yeah, you already said Heat.
Jazz, Heat, Red Sox, White Sox, Mammoth. You've got the Thunder.
Oh, there you
yeah.
Go.
You've got the Magic.
Hmm.
You have the Kraken.
Oh.
Yeah. We should have got that.
You have the Wild.
I already got that.
You have the Avalanche,
mm.
And you have the Lightning.
Look, I'll say of the recent expansion teams or renaming teams, I think the Mammoth is pretty good. I thought the Kraken, they did a really nice job with the Kraken. The Kraken works, and I think the Mammoth works.
Well, I think, look, if you at this stage of the game
yeah.
Get a pro sports franchise
yeah.
In your city, you better do something cool with it. I think, in other words, I think that we're in the era where the understanding is
you can't be the Cubs
cannot,
or the Bears, the Wildcats.
No, you're not going to create like the traditional, the history.
No.
You have to do something. Your brand has to be
yeah.
Spot on because of merch yeah. And, you know, like it's a big deal. You got to get it right.
Well, like the Timbers did it though because that was a throwback, right? I mean, that we, and so they you could do that.
Could you argue that the Timbers, no matter what they were named or what their kit looked like, would be super popular no matter, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like
we were going to support
they
it.
They hit a home run.
The fact that they did it because the old Portland Timbers and you got the, you yeah. Know, the history of it. Like if we got a baseball team and you named it the Portland Mavericks, it would work.
That would work. Yeah.
It would work.
Yeah.
Even though that's
no,
not,
that's true. Yeah.
That would work because you're paying homage to it or the Beavers or something like that. You know, that you, you know, we had the Rosebuds, whatever you did. Like when you do the connection to the city, That works. But I'm with you. Most of the time you come up now, you got to do something a little unique.
Do something cool, man.
Kraken and Mammoth and all that. Like the
what
Yeti would have been
Colorado cool. Rockies?
I wanted to bring up the WNBA thing because the Tusks Up thing is so weird to me that nobody figured out that that's, man, maybe there's better.
Tusks Up for Harambe.
Whatever.
I'm going to do, instead, I'm doing that now. Tusks Up for Harambe. Tusks. Tusk me, baby.
We had a thing here, who sits in these rooms? We had a thing today where we were going to play the Liberty and Sabrina are going to come play in Eugene.
Yeah, they're doing this now, like they did with Caitlin Clark, and they did with like Angel Reese. They're taking the WNBA stars and they're bringing them to their college towns.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Yeah,
growing the game. And they're going to love that down there. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina's going to play in Eugene again. And we were going to air the game.
Yeah.
But
they said no.
Yeah. The WNBA said, well, it has to be blacked out in Portland.
Because we are going to have
a franchise.
Even though
we don't even have a name for our franchise.
No. But
who makes these? Like, seriously, dude. Yeah. Somebody can't have some common sense over there and go, hey, it might be a good thing that the WNBA is on the major station in Portland. That might be good for our product. No, no, no. We've got a black. Like, come on, man.
For fear that we're not going to fill Matthew Knight Arena. Dude, that thing is going to be packed for that.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
So anyway, I thought of that.
We tried to bring you that game.
And we can't.
And we cannot.
So don't complain to us about it. Complain to Dusty about everything else. So anyway, that's what reminded me of the Tusks Up thing. Like,
well, getting a team, one of the coolest things is name. It's like when you get a pet. That's why it bothers me when people get a pet and they're lazy about it. Come up with something cool. Naming something, it's like having a kid.
Well, maybe it's cool to them. Or it's named after someone, you know.
You got to take it seriously.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, I think they do. It's just that just because you don't like it doesn't mean... Now, a team name is a little different, like, because yeah. That represents the whole community.
Yes.
That for a person and a pet, it's a little different. It's just, it's like, their little dog.
I'm sorry, when you name your dog Spot, I mean, my God.
I don't know a dog named Spot.
Oreo, because, oh, it's black and white, and we name it Oreo. It's just...
God, you're so judgy.
Don't let your kid name.
How about you shut the hell up
with something good?
Aren't
Molly?
You not supposed to be a hater today? Isn't that the whole thing?
No, it's the American grump out.
Yeah, you're being grumpy.
And he's being very grumpy.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, where is Winnipeg? Can we talk about that?
You don't know where Winnipeg is?
Well, I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know it's in Canada, but I was like, God, where are they? Well, I'm fascinated by Winnipeg.
Okay.
Because Winnipeg.
Yeah, you were talking about this yesterday. I'm not sure why you're fascinated by Winnipeg.
Because it's Winnipeg.
Because you're fascinated by Winnipeg because
it's
Winnipeg.
Is there a more obscure city that has a major professional sports franchise?
Yes, one.
There's only one.
Only one.
And that's only by population. To us, Winnipeg is more obscure than Green Bay.
I don't think it is.
I think it is because it's in Canada, but it has more people.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll talk about that next. And we'll get to the Battle Royale on video at PNC Park. Coming up, here's Will.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.